talk more about the rollout of recreational weed sales in Michigan. Detroit Free Press reporter Kathy Gray is here with us. So sales began Sunday at those three shops in Ann Arbor. There are three other retailers who've been licensed for recreational sales but haven't started selling. So that's a total of six. This seems like a business opportunity that shops would be clamoring to be part of. So why are so few opening their doors to recreational customers?
Well, there's a couple of different reasons. One is the state is kind of gradually giving out licenses. So they've given out six, but there will be many more that they'll be giving out before the end of the year and early next year. But one of the big complicating factors is that communities just don't want marijuana businesses in their towns. More than 1,400 communities have said no to marijuana businesses coming in. And only, I think that there's 24 communities that actually have ordinances that are going to allow marijuana businesses in. So finding a place to locate has been a bit of a challenge for the shops.
It's kind of interesting because the ballot proposal to approve recreational marijuana, that passed with a pretty nice margin, but it seems fine, but not in my backyard.
Well, the proposal passed 56-44, but there have been probably close to a dozen communities, more than a dozen communities that have had local ordinances on the ballot since that passed last year. And the vast majority of those voters, when they say, do you want marijuana in our town, businesses in our town, they've said no. There's only been a couple of communities that have said yes. So, well, I think most people support the legalization of marijuana. It's a not in my backyard type of situation.
Yeah. So when might we expect to see more shops selling recreational weed? Where would they be and where would they not be?
Well, there's three more licenses that have been approved by the state. There's one more in Ann Arbor. There's one in Everett, Michigan, which is up by Clare. And there's a third one down in Morenci, which is just north of the Ohio border. And I expect that those will open up in the next few weeks or even perhaps this week. But there are other areas. I think about Detroit. Detroit has got 40 medical marijuana shops, but the city has said we're not going to approve any licenses until January 31st while they get their ordinance all set up. You've got Ferndale, which has got three medical marijuana shops that are ready to go for recreational, but the city is giving applicants for recreational licenses until March 1st to turn in those applications. So it's going to be next spring there. So, I mean, right now we don't have any shops in Metro Detroit that are going to be open anytime before probably the beginning of next year, if by then.
Let's talk money. Taxes on medical and recreational weed are different. Can you quickly break that down for us?
Sure. For medical marijuana, the tax is just the 6% sales tax. But for recreational marijuana, you've got a 10% excise tax, plus you've got the 6% sales tax. So there's definitely going to be more tax revenue coming in from the recreational side, and that money will go to a variety of different things. It'll go to the community where the businesses are. It'll go into roads and transportation. It will go back to the state. There's a lot of different areas where that's going to be getting that tax revenue.
Kathy, what has surprised you as you've been covering this rollout for the past 36 hours or so?
Well, the lines were crazy long, all day long. One shop ended up turning away 200 people who had waited in line for hours to get there, but they had to close at 9, according to city ordinance in Ann Arbor. Another surprise is another shop ran out of product because, you know, supply has been short for quite a while. And so that's one thing that we're going to have to keep an eye on is there enough supply out there to meet the demand for people who are looking for marijuana?
Detroit Free Press reporter Kathy Gray. Thanks, Kathy.
Sure. Thanks for having me.